Hello, my audio boo friends. It's Stefano. It is Sunday evening here in Montreal. And today, my family and I went sugaring off. Now, what exactly is sugaring off? Some of you are probably asking yourselves. Well, for those of you who don't know, we went to a sugar shack, or also known as a sugar camp. Here in the province of Quebec in Canada, three quarters of all the maple syrup is produced in the sugar shacks of the area. Basically what they do is they take the free-running sap from sugar maples and also black maples. Those are the two preferred maple trees. And they boil it down because it's basically the consistency of about water. And they collect it in buckets by boring a hole in the trunk of the tree. The sap runs within the bark of the tree, or actually underneath in the wood pulp itself, drains down into these little tubes and into these buckets. They take the buckets, they collect them, and it takes between, I gotta do the conversion here, it takes between 5 and 10 gallons boiled down to get 1 pint. Okay, so that's in standard units. Otherwise, you're looking at between 20 and 50 liters of sap boiled down to make 1 liter of maple syrup. And that's why maple syrup is so expensive, because of the labor involved. The sap is boiled very slowly over an open fire, taking hours and hours for it to boil down to the consistency of maple syrup. There are many grades of maple syrup. In fact, if you just type up maple syrup in Wikipedia, you can read all about it. I'm not going to go into too extensively into it. But basically at a sugar shack, what you do is you eat very traditional foods that would probably mostly be associated with breakfast. So things like sausages, ham, omelets, baked potatoes. Sometimes they have mashed potatoes. Today they had mashed potatoes. Bacon. I'm trying to think of what else was that. Pancakes. Sugar pie. And one of the most favorite things that the kids love to do is they love to have maple syrup poured over snow. And then they take popsicle sticks and roll the maple syrup, which is now congealed almost into this thick, sort of almost taffy-like consistency. And they turn it slowly in the snow, and then they pick it up and they eat it like you would a lollipop. And it's very delicious, and the kids love to do that. Some of the other traditional things is they go for not so much sled rides, because traditionally the sugaring off period is in the spring. And ideally you want very cool evenings or cold evenings and warm days. And that way the sap runs easily during the day. And at night the tree, because of the chemical reaction, will produce more sap because of the cold and the temperature variances there. So that's it. That's a run-through of the sugaring off tradition here in the province of Quebec. And it was fun. It was great. Unfortunately, I ate too much, way too much sugar. I'm on pretty much a sugar high, and that's why I decided to leave this audio boo. And I'm going for a walk and running a quick errand down at the pharmacy. So I want to bid you all a good evening. Hope you had a wonderful weekend, and have a great start to the week. Bye-bye now.